I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast based mainly in the National League South, and will be next year, John.
I find the National League a lot more interesting. I know, I've got to be honest.
We will. Will we talk about it at all next year?
The National... What's that?
National League South, John.
I'm not aware of it, I'll be honest.
We are a National League, to disprove my wife's theory that we are a Talk United podcast.
Yeah.
We always say we are a National League podcast, and at the moment a National League South podcast.
Yeah.
And that would point to the fact that we only focus on the league Talk United are in.
Completely.
Which proves her point, John.
I still think she's wrong.
She's wrong. Anyway, yeah. I am Charlie Baker, and this is John Cadogan. Now, you may sound a little bit weird today because we've got somebody in the studio. Work experience, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
Seeing how top flight podcasts are made.
He thought he wanted to see how a fantastic podcast was made, and
yeah,
a few of them didn't answer, didn't reply. Guardian Football, not interested. Atletico Mint, couldn't get hold of them.
I don't know what these are.
What are these
you're talking about?
I'm just making them up.
Yeah. And so there's someone in here. Don't speak, though, Harry, whatever you do. No, yeah, he's not going to speak. I feel a little bit watched, John. I'll tell you what it's like, right? Have you seen the film? A Dawn Wall is one of the films, one of the climbing films. And the other one is called Free Solo. It's called Free Solo. Have you seen it? It's not about,
no.
It's not about Han Solo. It's called Free Solo. It's about climbing, John. It's about climbing El Capitan.
Yes. Didn't it win an award? Did it win an Oscar or something?
I think it might have won an Oscar. Watch it, see it.
Okay.
Seek it out and find it, right? This is a bloke who free soloing is climbing up ridiculous proper...
With no...
Not just like Hator, John, not just like the
Although
steps
in
up...
in itself, a tricky climb.
But there are steps up Hator.
Well, there are.
Although I could say I have free soloed Hator.
So have I. What's the big deal?
I free soloed to the shops the other day.
Yeah.
Just went there, no ropes, nothing, right? So it's free solo. Free soloing is people climbing. They climb in ridiculous mountains
with no ropes,
just themselves. It's like the tiniest little knobble is like, oh, that's a good hand grip. Like they'd see like a tiny little hole and go, oh, get me foot in there.
Is the knobble the correct?
I think
unit of is that what the experts call it? I'm imagining you just pick that up from the film.
This bloke, who's the I can't remember his name, who's the main one in it, and he is. Best free soloer in the world, and he is going to free solo up El Capitan. El Capitan is a massive rock face in Yosemite Park, California, right? And it's famous for climbers, like climbing up basically a freshly plastered wall.
With no crampons.
No crampons, not one. But no, they climb it with ropes, right?
Yeah.
Two of these blokes. But that takes like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And they live on the side of the mountain in these tents and stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But this bloke's going to free solo up the other side, one of the other ways. No, he doesn't like just go on and do it and work it out as he goes. He's been practicing. It's not like improving his way up the mountain. I know, I'll get to the point.
Yeah, what is the point?
Get to the point. So, anyway, goes all this stuff and he meets his missus and all this sort of stuff, right? And then he does all the practicing and he has an MRI scan to see if his brain's all right and that sort of stuff. And then it comes the day and he thinks, I'm going to go tomorrow. That's it, I'm going to do it. The weather conditions seem like that. And he goes tomorrow. He gets about 10 foot up. Probably higher than that. Probably higher than 10 foot.
Yeah.
I was concentrating, I promise. And he goes, not feeling it.
Just didn't fancy it.
Just didn't fancy it. Do you know why he doesn't feel like he can do it? Being watched.
That was the point. God, that started a long time ago, didn't it?
Do you remember the point I was
really
making?
He did, yeah.
In many ways, I free soloed my way through that.
Yes.
Through that anecdote.
Right? There were times where we all wondered what it was, why it was.
Just jump off the earth. Just jump off. But honestly, so if we were a bit off today, it's because we're trying to free solo through the national.
But unlike him, we're not going to give up.
We're not
going to
give up to
him.
Anyway, he does go back a few months later and he does. Spoiler alert.
I'll bleep that out.
But I tell you what, see it, John. It's brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up in this week's podcast, John?
Ooh, let's. We've got a bit of Labanda. I've gone back to that again. I gave up with the Magnificent Seven.
Oh. What was the old
studio? Actually, I
haven't
given
the
up.
Old
it's just
studio.
Broken. I still don't know.
Nobody will never
we're
know.
We're gonna have to go back to the old studio and find
that.
It and bring it back. Just put some microphone. Yeah.
I wonder who'll still be there. Ivor will have turned up there. Maybe Roger John McClark's turned up. We haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Roger John, I think we're going to try and find him this afternoon. We normally find him on the South Bank.
We're not quite
on the South Bank anymore.
No, that's the thing.
But I'm sure he might be sort of strolling around like Borough Market or something.
Send Harry out and find him.
Yes, exactly.
Don't speak, job, Harry.
Don't
whatever
speak.
You do.
Right. So Roger John McClark, got some news, obviously.
The news.
Because the National League and the National League
I
South,
tell you what,
and to a lesser extent the National League North, so a very interesting
it's got
conclusion.
In. You know what? We've chosen a good season, John, to end the... Is this the end of the... No, we're doing next year. We've chosen a good season to do a National League podcast.
I think so.
Because it's been flipping exciting, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Anyway.
So we've got that, Roger John. Talkie Corner, potentially the most exciting Talkie Corner of all time because of special guests.
Two special, actual special guests.
We were at Playmore on the weekend and met Liam Davis and Gary Johnson.
Oh,
you got a little bit...
John.
Well,
you spoiled that, John. That could have been like
big
reveal.
No, I think that's what they call in a trade a tease.
A tease, you're throwing ahead.
Yeah.
Do you think I was a bit over... My wife thought I was a bit overexcited.
You were... With Liam, we kind of played it cool. It's fine. Then Gary, we were both sort of a blubbering mess.
Lost it. Couldn't speak.
I listened back. A lot of thank yous that went off air. Far too many. No, thank you. No, but seriously, thank you, Gary. No, really, though.
Well, I wonder,
at one point, you said to him, it's been emotional. That's when, as he walked off. And he went, oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. You're good at. You're getting good at his voice. Yeah. Well, what else, John?
Psycho. Psycho.
Psychogenic.
Psycho. Oh, yeah. Letters.
We got some letters.
Let's some letters.
Oh, no Ray Charles. We only had one Ray Charles week all...
Yeah, we've been on a good run, haven't we?
Season, let's call it season.
A few, maybe a last-minute foff. But actually, no, we've got a foff clarification.
Oh, you showed me earlier.
Yeah.
Something to do with the foffs earlier on.
I've done a bit of admin.
Very.
A bit of foff
someone's
admin.
Had a
long overdue.
Quiet week.
Long overdue foff admin.
Is that it, John? We're on it.
Yeah,
let's have some news then,
shall
we? Do
you want a bit of news?
Yes, please.
Well, let's start in the National League. Halifax 2, Wrexham 1.
Blew it, blowing
so that's
it, slipping.
Wrexham out of automatic promotion contention completely.
Yeah.
It's the playoffs for them.
The slip begins.
Yeah.
The slump.
It's the slip began a long time ago.
Yeah, the slump. They thought they were nailed on, John.
Someone else in the playoffs. Harrogate, they secured a playoff place. They beat Gateshead 2-0. Jordan Fewless latched onto Longbourn and finished into an empty net after he rounded Ainsley Pears, which sounds like Cockney rhyming slang,
but
probably isn't.
Fewless and Pears.
Didn't round the Ainsley Pears. Aldershot, though, they registered only their third win in 26 National League games. They beat fellow relegated rivals Havant and Waterlooville 2-0. So a battle of the relegated teams. Aldershot came out on top. Matt McClure, scored for the home team. You may remember him from such goals as Havant
I'm Matt McClure.
but Havant's manager as well, Lee Bradbury, he left after the match, 7 years in charge of Havant.
Saw that.
Havant won enough.
Haven't got a job anymore. A lot of people were very upset about that.
Were they?
On Twitter, yeah. I looked at that on Twitter, John.
What were you looking at that on Twitter?
Listen, John, it's not all El Capitan with me, John.
No.
I'm not. I know you look at me and think this guy's a free solo...
From El Capitan to Havant and Waterlooville.
A free solo climber looking at him. I'm not just about that anymore, John. I'm to do with the National League as well.
You're a Swiss Army knife.
I am.
Of
many things.
Sports.
Very good at getting stones out of horses' hooves.
Salford City, their automatic promotion hopes, they suffered a bit of a blow. They lost 1-0 to AFC Fylde, who obviously got their recruitment in order.
The recruitment's probably in order now, John. Yep. Someone's gone in there,
probably.
Recruited well.
Yeah.
Beating Salford.
I quite like them to go up.
They go up.
Because we want them out of the way.
Yeah, we want them out of the way.
Yeah.
And Leighton Orient.
I'd like Leighton Orient to stay down because I quite like them. But
actually,
Salford to go.
An afternoon at Orient would be good fun next year.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping they go up.
Yeah.
Which I think, it's very difficult for them not
to, it's now out of Salford's hands. So Orient got to lose.
Yeah.
And Salford have got to win if they're going
to
go
and
up.
There has to be a 5-goal swing, John. I know that even without the National League paper in front of me. Is it the
non-league paper?
That's why we're not sponsored by the non-league paper.
I've not heard a peep from the non-league paper, and I think I know why. Later on,
we're going to start our own one. The National League
newspaper.
Yes. Print media is the future, John. Haven't you heard?
It seems to be the business to get into, doesn't it? But yeah, Orient, they could have sealed their promotion at the weekend, but they only drew with Solihull Moors, which means they need a point at home to Braintree at the weekend to get promoted.
Solihull Moors could still go up automatically, John.
Well, they need a bit of a goal swing as well.
Yeah, but they said that man
8-goal swing.
They said that man couldn't free solo El Capitan, John, and he did.
How often is El Capitan going to be?
It's been big in my mind this week. I've really enjoyed it. I've watched it twice.
Eastleigh,
yes.
Nowhere near El Capitan. They confirmed their place in the playoffs as well. 2-0 win over Maidenhead.
They're not going up.
No, I don't think so.
It's not them.
That's not interesting enough. And Paul Doswell, called time on his Sutton United career. 11 years he's been at Sutton. They drew 2-2 with Maidstone and he resigned.
And do you know why he resigned?
Because he travels from Winchester every day.
And he also said,
day.
I've realised that 3G pitches are a bunch of bullshit. And I've been cheating people out of a living.
I missed that bit in the old press.
That's what it says in the end.
Did it?
Yeah, I realised I'm an absolute massive cheat. Only winning games on 3G pitches.
So that means in the National League that playoffs and relegations are all sorted and just the title... to go.
So, John, call it in the National League. Who's gonna get promoted?
So, Leighton Orient will go up automatically, in my opinion.
100%,
IMHO.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the...
Is that for our younger listeners?
Exactly. You've got to appeal to a broad demographic.
All the kids who like the National... Listen, this week we're covering young people and climbing fans.
Everyone else can swivel.
Yeah.
Salford, Solihull, AFC Fylde, Wrexham, Harrogate, and Eastleigh in the playoffs... I think Salford.
Yeah,
I'm backing Salford. Do you want, in the surprise turn, to know about the National League North?
Yeah. John, have you got some info there?
I have.
Yes, please. I think everyone's been crying out for.
Well, this was a surprise. Boston United 2, Ashton United 1. Not a very interesting game.
No.
I wouldn't give it a second glance.
Why am I interested in that?
Do you want to know who scored for Ashton United?
100%.
Jamie Reid.
Did he?
He did. With spelt with R-E-E-D.
Living an opposite life.
Yeah.
He's like the
There's only two Jamie Reeds.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Gary.
No, it doesn't work. Ashton United came to me. Speaking words.
We should know that is John.
Jamie Reid.
We should know who that is, John.
Well, Ashton. Should we know that?
We should, because we are a National League football podcast. Not just the Talk United podcast.
I'll look it up.
We should know more.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton.
He's not the manager of Ashton United.
Is it Ashton?
It's not Ashton Kutcher. Jody Banham. Once of Talk United.
Is he?
Chubby winger.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. I thought you might know who he was.
John, as always, we've got onto the National League North. We're out of our depth.
Stockport, basically, though. a point ahead of Chorley. But the National League South, let's get to
let's get to the proper division.
So Bath 1, Oxford City 0. So Bath claim a playoff place. Chelmsford 0, Wiltern 3. So Chelmsford heading into the playoffs on
saving
a
it
fairly
up, John.
Dismal run of form.
Saving themselves for it.
Concord 2, St Albans 1.
Yes.
Goal scorer for Concord, Alex Wall, as they always say at Concord.
Bring on the wall!
They want him off the bench.
Concord, I've got, since I've been there, John, and I liked him. I like the cut of their jib.
Yes.
And I like Sam Besant, their keeper. And so they're in the National League South. They're very much my Solihull Moors.
Okay. Well, they're in the playoffs, should hopefully.
Yes. Yeah, but they're not going to Chelm. We know the Grand Nacional has predicted
Chelmsford.
Do you get a cup, John?
Probably.
If you win, so there we are. So that's what it was. And also, Chelmsford beat Woking, didn't they, John?
They did.
Which gave Torquay the cup.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what he would say if he was
there. That's what he was getting at.
Look, if he comes into the studio again, then maybe.
We'll ask him. Dartford 2, Billericay 1, which is a result for everybody savour and enjoy, really.
Now, St Albans, now, so that is relevant to Saturday's Torquay game, because that means St Albans could still be in the playoffs. So they've got something to play for on
Saturday. The playoffs are any two from Concord, Billericay, St Albans, Dartford, Willesden and Slough.
Yeah.
Hampton Richmond 2, Truro 2. So Truro
still alive.
Down, but just about...
That was last minute,
last minute
goal, wasn't
that, they'd have been down.
That was it, them down. And then we would have been miles away from...
Ivor.
Poor Ivor.
We better speak to him.
He wants to get more regional, remember?
Well, that's true. So relegation is Western Supermare and East Thurrock. They're down already.
Good.
Truro,
they
need to win on Saturday and hope that Hungerford lose. A point will be enough for Hungerford to keep them up.
They could do it.
Truro got Slough at home. Hungerford already relegated East Thurrock.
Truro won't beat Slough.
I don't think so.
They won't beat Slough, John.
Don't think so. Well, Slough could still technically get into the playoffs, so...
Exactly. So they won't beat Slough. There we are. Is that all the news, John?
That is me out.
You've done a magnificent job.
Thank you very much.
You've put up with a lot of El Capitan talk. And like someone falling from the side of a large mountain, that was the news this week. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession with Charlie Baker and John Cadogan. Now, Charlie has an extremely small bladder, as we know, and he's popped out to the loo. But thankfully, we've managed to drag someone in off the streets of London. He's normally found wandering on the South Bank. He's come a little bit further along the river to this sort of London Bridge region. It's the non-league poet, bard, poet laureate. Sure he'll tell us. Roger John McClark.
Hello, I'm Roger John McClark, and welcome to Michelle. I'm the non-league bard, John.
The non-league bard. I knew I'd almost remembered it correctly. It's great to have you back on the show.
Well, you've moved, John, so you didn't tell me where you've moved to, so...
Have you got some poems for
Everyone's
us?
Everyone's got a voice, John.
Have you...
First of all, John, I'd like to offer my congratulations to you. I understand your team won.
Yes. Yeah, they won the title. I'm hoping you might have a poem or something about it.
I don't agree with titles, John.
Oh.
I think everyone should just play to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a... It's sort of capitalism, isn't it? It's the...
No.
Everything that's wrong with the system.
Thatcher would
smash
like,
the system.
Thatcher liked trophies, John.
Did she?
Yeah, she loved the trophy, John.
Okay.
I like your new studio, John. Who paid for this?
I don't think you want to know, actually.
The man?
A sort of man, yeah.
Have I entered the Viper's snake pit, John?
I think in line with your political beliefs.
Okay, that's maybe
you probably almost shouldn't be here.
I think I smelt it out, and that's why I've not been here, and I don't think I'll be coming back, John.
You've entered the greedy heart of
I think, John, this'll be
business.
Me final ever
appearance
on your show.
I hope not. But look, you are not called the non-league bard for nothing.
I am called the non-league bard.
No, I know you are. I've said you aren't called it for nothing.
I am called it.
Which I'm hoping means that you...
Do you know who calls me the non-league bard, John? Everybody.
Last time we spoke to you, I think you just got out of prison.
Yeah, I've been to prison.
It was TV license fraud.
No, it was bigger than that. I had to cover me tracks, John. Have you ever seen the film? Have you ever seen the film Free Solo, John?
No, I haven't.
I've only watched it in the last few weeks. And I've now become the Free Solo Bard.
The Bard of El Capitan?
Yeah. That's what they call me now. So that's where I'm moving, John. To
you're moving out to the States.
Yosemite Park. Maybe I'll get a bit of recognition out there for the climbers. Thought I'd find a ledge, and while they're on the way up, just free solo a poem. Hey, Mr. Climber, keep on climbing, because this is the time when I start rhyming. Do you like climbing? I think you do. Get to the top in your tight shoe.
I was going to give some agadoo.
Just me. Well, I wouldn't be that cheap, John.
No.
And why would a climber who's free soloing El Capitan want to know about a Black Lace song from the 1980s, John?
Well, help keep the spirits up, I suppose.
For fuck's sake, John, you're a right. Hello, my name's Roger John McClark. I'm the non-league bard for the final week, and we are here on my show. It's great to be here. You're welcome. You're lucky to have me. I hope you like my poem. This is a poem called Who Are the Champions? Who are the champions? I understand you've no time for losers. You've overcome the NLS easily, cruised. The small fry, the big lumps, you took all the bruises. You made yourself front page news. You've got top spot, you've won the lot. You took home the trophy, you mixed youth and experience with star loans for no fee. And now the talks of kicking on and playing massive teams for a growth fee. For bigger prizes, better players with girlfriends called Jill and Sophie. I don't think you won. I don't think you won. You're leaving behind all the fun, all the laughs and goals and ramshackle grounds. You're trading your soul for a few thousand pounds. If you were ABBA, you're now Benny and Bjorn, when you used to be Agnetha. Fuck Thatcher. Fuck Brexit. Fuck all the jet setters.
You took a few liberties with the English language.
No, it was spot on, John.
Yeah?
Very, very good poem, and that's my last one for you.
Ever.
So thanks so much to everybody to listen to me show.
I just looked up Roger John McClark.
Yeah.
On Google.
Oh, yeah.
Top it poem. Came up with someone called Mrs. Betty A. McClark.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
She's a dog trainer.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, John.
No relation?
No, don't know who that is, no. Don't bring me mum into this. Fuck you, John.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan, and it's time for Talkie Corner.
Fuck off, Lino, you sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing referee, you bastard, are you from f***ing Cornwall?
There it is, John.
I was disappointed not to be stood in front of him on Monday.
Monday.
I'm, big shame.
I'm talkied out, John.
Are you?
Because I've seen two losses now, like two defeats.
Yeah. In the space of 4 days.
Oh, Chippenham was one of the hottest places I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
It was and I've been to Dubai, which is like gas mark 6.
Could you have fried an egg on Gary Johnson's head?
That's what it was like. No wonder we didn't lose. And the ground was so hard, a massive slope on it.
Yeah.
The lads were all still pissed from the week before.
You did sort of allude to it.
Oh, it was a disaster.
Hydration. Hydration.
Some people didn't even watch the game. Just stood at the back waiting for it to be over because they bought the ticket thinking that was going to be...
It's a bit flat.
It was a bit flat, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we'd talk about Easter Monday because that was a lot more... It was and fun. Then
it was a laugh. I mean... Flags, John.
I can believe that.
If you go to an event and you get a free flag, is that a day wasted?
I don't think so.
I've
brought my flags home with me. They're in my flat. I don't need them.
No, I've got three of them.
I'm never going to take them to another game. I went into Boots and Laces. They were selling Johnson bombs.
Oh, really? What was that?
I never really found out. I imagine some sort of
like a Jaeger bomb. Yeah.
They should have called it Acer bomb.
Oh, that
That would have been much better.
Yeah, much better we are. But we
didn't think of that.
He hasn't been playing as the acer.
Yeah.
If you had a Johnson bomb, do let us know what it was on.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Obbs Pod.
We met a cutout of Gary.
We did. That was it. My wife said he looked like a hologram.
Yeah.
And people said we look short, John. And people,
I saw that.
People who've met us will know we are strapping men.
I saw Ted Woodley tweeted saying there's three Johnsons in that picture. I thought it was very unkind.
Yeah, very.
But
well,
pretty much true to form for Ted. The game was the worst part of it, but then
it didn't matter, did it? Do you want 3 points? Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we should probably stop
Oprah. You have 3 points. You have 3 points.
I think we should stop having guards of honour under the pitch.
There was too many. It was two on Monday.
Do you know what? There's 100% record of guards of honour onto the pitch and defeats.
Yes, but after the game.
Right,
we're behind the scenes at Claymore.
As we say now and again, we are the official away kit sponsors of Liam Davis, which is something we are hoping to continue into next season, John, if we're lucky enough. But because of that, the privilege that that afforded us, one of the things we knew about, John, was an end of season giving it was an end of season shirt handover, wasn't it, John?
Yes.
Which no shirt was handed over, was it, John?
No.
Because we get the actual shirt. And they said, oh, we need it for next week.
St. Albans.
I would have thought we'd have more than one shirt all season. It was exciting, wasn't it, John?
It was really exciting.
It was really, when we walked into the room, it was like being at Torquay United Madame Tussauds.
It was, except everyone was real. Two notable shout outs have to go to one, a crippled Paul Bastard.
Yes.
Hobbling around on his crutches, but still managing to make his way up the steps.
Still managing to get in quite a lot of photos.
Yeah, and some woman from Torquay United came up to us and said, and who are you?
Yeah.
In quite an unnecessarily, needlessly
Thank
aggressive...
Thank you for the Devonshire welcome.
Yeah. It was the traditional welcome.
But this is the best bit of our day, was the bloke sitting in front of us. It did not unfold his arms the whole match. Even when they were waving all the flags and then lifting the trophy to win the first time in 120 years they've won a league. I mean, amazing season. This looked like the sort of bloke who'd been going all his life.
Yeah.
So probably 50, 60 years of watching this team. And finally they've won something. And he sat there and just sort of watched it all unfold without any emotion until they'd probably been going around the pitch like for about a minute with the trophy.
Yeah.
When he stood up and went, they're milking it now. And left. Welcome to Devon. The most exciting thing, John, was we spoke to the player we sponsor.
We took Liam Davis's shirt and 3 minutes of his time to chat about the season, which was really exciting.
This is the first time winning something, actually, so it's a nice feeling. It's been good to celebrate with my family, celebrate with the fans, celebrate with all my teammates, so it's been good.
That was one of the things that a lot of the players went and got their kids and their young kids and brought them on the pitch. I saw Ryan Dixon, he missed the big photograph with all the team.
No,
so Ryan Dixon's been written out of history.
Oh,
he wasn't in this squad. It's a disaster for him.
Exactly, that's the way it'll be.
You
like that one, didn't you?
You had your daughter and your son is your son's here.
And is this your wife, my partner?
Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
How long have you been with Liam?
Too long.
Disaster. And have you followed him around a few clubs?
I have followed him, yes.
Yeah, she's been with me, supporting me.
Yeah.
Not just following me, but supporting me.
And
So the season obviously has been amazing. We've gone from 10 games of pretty much disaster to the new gaffer coming in and just turning it around. Do you think he's put an arm around everyone and told them they're brilliant? That's what it seems to me.
Well, it's a bit of both, really. You get a kick up the backside when you're not doing it, and you get your praises when you do well. So I think there's been a good balance with it.
Yeah.
Everyone's been working at maximal effort every game, training sessions. It's just put that mentality into everyone that goes onto the pitch. So, everyone working at maximal effort, we're gonna do well in it.
You've been amazing all season, though. You've been so solid. My favourite moment was Concord Rangers away, which was turned into a very, very difficult game.
Yeah,
we were 1-0 up with about 5 minutes to go, and you went down in the corner and you sort of and you sort of went down, held your leg, and I thought, oh, he's definitely injured. And then you won't know it was me, but you looked at me and winked. And it was like, this is the best moment of my life. Absolute gamesmanship.
Game management at the time, I think we needed to just run the clock down. So I think I got a little hurt, though, but it was in my private area. So
I'm sure. Oh, yes, like Amir Khan. You're like Amir Khan, you're going off. As though it is. Well, so, thank you so much. I mean, it's been brilliant. Do you think it was our away shirt sponsorship that pushed it over the line? Do you think it was that when that came in?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, yeah, that's it, we can push for the title now?
I think that was the sole reason.
I told you,
John.
I told you that was the reason.
The away shirt sponsor done it for me personally.
We better do it again next season.
I think that's why we'll have to do it again next season.
If you want to do it again,
Liam Davis, you're a champion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
What a nice man.
Oh, lovely man, wasn't he, John?
But the thing is, his home sponsors were there as well.
You were treating them like the enemy.
I think they were
enemy,
a bit peeved,
John,
because they had Davis on their shirts. They were like, Liam Davis is slightly weird. It was like the Alan Partridge super fan situation.
They might be new listeners,
they
John.
Might be, in which case, welcome to come.
But once again, you've chased them off.
I would like to suggest that we do home and away next season and really stick it to them.
John, they're not. You called them the enemy.
No, I said they were our rivals.
Our rivals.
They are.
Unbelievable behaviour, John.
Well, Gary brought the trophy into the room.
Yeah.
And he then sat down and tucked into some chili, at which point he went over and interrupted him.
I did. But only under your guidance, John. Yeah, I wasn't going to, and you went, go and get him.
Well, you were on that side of the table. We went, sure. Of course I'll come speak to you.
And it was exciting. I don't think I coped very well with it, John.
Well, let's hear.
We're here with Gary Johnson, the champion of champions. What number promotion or league title is this for you, Gary?
I think it's 6 as a manager. Yeah. I've had a few as an assistant manager, a couple, and one as a first team coach. So I think I know what I need on my bus. And although we didn't have a great result today, this group of lads were worthy champions because we were the best team in the league, points-wise, goals-wise, all sorts of reasons. And just so proud of the football club, because when I first came here, that was what I thought that we could turn this club into. You know, we've got to get back in the league, of course we have, as soon as we can. That's really the main aim. So today's just a step in the right direction. I've got to bring in reinforcements, of course, for next year, because we're a bit low on staff when loans go back, etc.
Sure.
But most of our boys, although it didn't look like it today, most of them will be able to compete at the next level, as long as we bring the cavalry in. You know, we need a bit of cavalry over the summer. And, you know, my brother Pete, me and Downsy, we're working very hard to make sure that we're competitive for next year.
When you came in, obviously we were probably the lowest the club's ever been. And you were, you know, they say right man at the right time. And you came in and you made this club feel like a family again. You seem to have that the emotional response to it that these young men need.
Well, the first thing you got to do is treat them all like your sons.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I do. So they know, so they trust you. So when you're not smacking them, but in a word sort of way, wordy way, they know you're doing the best for them, and you're not trying to ruin their careers. You're trying to help their careers. And then, you know, you let them know what you need. I've worked with a few of these lads anyway. You know, Liam, Acer, Dicko, Kalala. You know, I'd worked with them before, so I knew that there was more to come from this group, certainly from the ones that are already here.
Yeah.
And it was just like, really, especially, you know, we needed to just say, stop worrying, go and enjoy your football. We'll get the atmosphere off the pitch, I will. You know, I'll make sure that we, as you say, we're one big family.
Yeah.
And like a family, they support you when things ain't going very well. Now, we were lucky that, you know, straight away we won football matches, and that's a quicker way of building the empathy up with the supporters. And and I do what I do, and I do it genuinely.
That seems key to what you do. Is you seem to have come in and given them that rocket and given them that confidence and told them they're brilliant again.
Yeah, there is a way of doing it, and as I said before, I'd have to shoot you if I told you. The big thing is knowing people. You know, and getting on with people, and obviously if you've got a few promotions behind you, people listen.
Yeah.
You know, it's no use saying, saying like, we can do this, we can do that, and if you ain't done anything yourself, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was important that when I first got into management, I went to Yeovil because I felt they had a good chance, and that went well. I went to Bristol when they were below Yeovil, but I thought that had a chance. Cheltenham, the same. Yeah. So, you know, I try and make decisions that I think I'll be able to carry out the work. And sometimes that means making sure that all the directors are on the same wavelength as you. So, you know, I went to the interview, of course.
Yeah.
But all the while I'm interviewing them as well.
Yeah. I can't imagine, yeah.
and that was important. And I came out of there thinking I can definitely work with these people because their ambition was the same as mine. And they were very certain that they would get this club moving in the right direction with me. And so I thought, well, I've just got to start off believing that what they're saying, and then if they believe in me, I'll believe in them. And that's really what we've done for the last 8 months or whatever.
I'm going to let you go and finish your chili. John, did you want to? I've asked all the questions. I feel like I've hogged Gary.
No problem.
No, I suppose next season it's more of the same, and like you said the other day, try and push for another promotion.
Next season is very, very important because, you know, the promised land is the Football League. That's where this club should be, you know, 5-3 today, whatever it was, our new record.
5,300. Yeah. Well, you've done that. Yeah, when you came in, you said, let's get this place full. Yeah. And I was like, you're never going to get this place full.
That's
and
right,
then I should have believed in you.
You're no better.
That's right. Well, it's just a matter now of getting this club up to the level of the support now. Now we've created really a great support. We need that support because that helps me with a budget to go and get, you know, players that can compete at the next level, along with some of these, most of these, that I think will compete at the next level. So that's where we are, and, you know, I won't rest until we shove it as much as we can and push it. And the minute things start sort of dropping, or I don't feel I get the support or whatever, you know, then you think, well, okay, I've took you as far as I can, do you know what I mean? But there's still plenty of
money. Say you'll never leave us, Gary. You'll never leave us, will you, Gary? Just say that now.
No, you never can.
You'll never leave me, will you, Gary?
I certainly won't.
Gary,
leave
don't leave me. Do I seem desperate?
Well, listen, my wife's been saying that for 40 years. So that ain't bad, is it?
Gary, thank you so much.
No,
thank you, mate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Didn't you say thank you enough?
Oh, well, I faded it out, but the thank yous went on for a lot longer after that. No, but really, thank you. No, seriously.
No one can ever take that season away from us.
No.
And it's given me a whole new love of Torquay United. So there we are. And that's what it matters, isn't it, John? This is The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Lovely. Harry didn't join in.
No.
That's because he's been told
not
to say anything.
Well, that includes singing.
And that includes On the Ice. Right. Any letters, John?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Lee Pettifer.
Oh, Lee.
Now.
Foff number?
Well, this is the thing.
Oh, dear.
Remember last week?
Yes. Oh, he was going to get
one. A bit of a disagreement about.
You took it away from him.
Well, I had to call a sort of a truce on Foss's while we did a bit of admin.
Okay.
I've done the admin.
Okay.
We'll come to that in a second.
Very
Lee
nice.
Pettifer says, "Dear John and Charlie, I noticed from your tweet that the last few Foss numbers could be awarded in the next podcast. Although I realise the dire consequences of talking about Foss, can I perhaps break the taboo as it seems I've been assigned both 12 and 21?
Oh.
Interestingly, or probably not, I wore number 12 for many years when playing in this country. When I played in Japan, the club there gave me number 21.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks for the top-class entertainment this season, and re-listening to several episodes helped the drive last week from Calais to Eindhoven flyby.
What does he do, Lee?
I don't know. He's driving from Calais to Eindhoven.
Trucker? Perhaps.
Trucker?
Trucker? Perhaps a trucker, Lee.
On the ice from Foff, 12 or 21, but not both. Now,
isn't it nice that it's 12 or 21, like reverse? Either way, in a mirror, he'd be the same Foff number.
Now, we did have a bit of a cock-up last week.
Oh, God.
But I've gone back through. I've tidied the FOF admin up. I've created a spreadsheet.
What? John?
An actual spreadsheet.
People will be so proud of you,
it's
John.
All there, even the missing FOF 4.
FOF 4.
That was an intentional oversight.
If we'd been braver, John, we could have said to Gary,
I was thinking about offering him a FOF number, and I judged the room. I judged
the
situation.
First time we've met him. Hopefully we'll meet him again in the season, John.
That's the time to do. So we're up to FOF 20.
Yeah.
We missed out that we had, in fact, awarded Lee Pettifer previously FOF 12. Click, consider yourself clarified, Lee.
Very hard, very
Foff good. 12.
Any other Foffs, John, that we were going to hand out and then we didn't?
Well, yeah, we said...
Rachel Mallock.
Yeah, but the point is she's never written a letter.
Didn't we say 10 tweets?
Yes. Episode 45, rule amendment, 10 tweets, one letter.
Well, there we are.
Rachel Mallock.
Foff.
21.
There she is.
You see, now I've got... And look, listen to this. I'm typing it into the spreadsheet.
This is it. In many ways, the drama of the Foffs has got us through the season. And that was letters from a listener.
Shit.
Oh, do it again.
And cue.
Letters from a listener.
Will you go? Will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
So, that's the National Obsession for another week, John. Very exciting. Champions crowned. We met Gary Johnson. We met Liam Davis.
We've ticked a lot off.
I think we've completed Torquay United. We've definitely completed the National League South.
Yeah.
So next week, we're going to have a little roundup of the whole season, aren't we, John?
Yeah.
Highlights, lowlights, predictions for next year. If anyone wants to send us their predictions for next year, that'd be nice on at NatObsPod or...
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
That'd be marvellous. And we'll see you all. Is it at Trowell next week, John?
Hey, oh, it better have been.
Is it? Well, we could, because we need to get up there and... See what
end of season the party.
New EDC yeah. is and the Greggs, how it all is there. So okay, so
good
we'll
idea.
I'll see you at Trowell next week for our
end of season bash.
End of season bash. Harry, would you like to say anything?
I'm not allowed to say anything.
That's true, Harry. Don't say anything. There it is. On the ice to you. See you soon on the ice.
On the ice. Martin Rice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.